Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got a Throwback Thursday bit coming up here in about 20 minutes featuring Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Kid Craddock.
Awesome.
It's your most impactful moment of all time, Big Al. Don't want to miss that. Nick Adams is in the studio with us again.
Hey, guys.
For your dose of celebrity entertainment here.
3 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's very exciting for me.
Because we had a vacation week last week and a lot of celebrities wanted to talk.
Yeah, they don't take a lot of vacations. There's still stuff to promote during the summer.
Yesterday, you talked to Craig Robinson with Lacey.
Yeah, and we talked to him forever.
Forever. That interview is up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out. He's singing, having a good time.
Playing a piano. And
feeling Lacey.
Feeling it.
He's got a big crush on her.
Yeah.
All right. So this time you interviewed another celebrity, but a different white girl.
That's right. Yeah. A different white girl joined me in studio. It was Elena.
Hi.
Hi, Elena.
And we got to chat with Arsenio Hall, a good friend of the show.
Yeah. My favorite thing.
He really loves you guys. He really, really does.
Yeah,
and he seems really genuine about it. Like, he's not putting it on. And he loves Dish Nation.
He does.
He sent my mother flowers.
He did?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell us that?
I don't remember the
first. I know what it was. Because, like, right after the interview, I think my mom said she was wearing her Arsenio Hall t-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we went to the Arsenio Hall show years and years ago, and she still had the t-shirt and knew exactly where it was and went and pulled it out. And so I told Arsenio that, and he sent her flowers. So.
Well, he tweets you all the time,
yeah.
a.k.a. me. Me and him are basically best friends. He just doesn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, I tweet him every once
No, you do. Y'all do the communicating.
So what was Arsenio calling regarding?
He's hosting a new show.
Uh-huh.
It's on ABC. It's called Greatest Hits. And it's really a unique show. So he hosts the show with country star Kelsey Ballerini.
I love Kelsey Ballerini.
Part of Taylor Swift's squad.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
And so they host this show that's got a cool format. It's where artists from different decades perform songs together, like hit songs. So, like, Pitbull was with REO Speedwagon and
Backstreet Boys with Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, yeah. And so, so he kind of, in this first clip, he kind of describes kind of the vibe and how the show works.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, the only exception to that is sometimes if you want to work alone, like Bret Michaels works alone, Miguel works alone, John Legend works alone. But a lot of times you go to a, like, for this week, you go to Meghan Trainor and you say, "Who made you scream when you were a kid?" And she says, "Backstreet Boys." So we put her with Backstreet Boys. Or we call LL Cool J. "Who you want to work with?" LL brought Wiz Khalifa, and Wiz Khalifa brought an aroma that permeated the building, and it was an extra good day on Greatest Hits.
I bet you haven't been able to get the smell out of his dressing room since then, have you?
I'm calling you from his dressing room. I'm still there. It's one of those great shows where nobody plugs their vodka or their album or their concert tour. You just come for the pure love of music from different eras. We choose a year, and then we attack that year with current artists or legends, you know. And each one has been kind of magical, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't really get the show until he just explained
it. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. It's a cool format, too. And then that made us curious. Like, who would he want to work with, or like what decade would he really be vibing if he got to perform?
Good question, Elena.
I might do something that John Legend did. That we have an episode where John Legend, he used to play keyboards for Lauryn Hill, and basically he comes and pays tribute to her doing songs in his own unique style that he used to do for her as her keyboard player, and it was really kind of cool because you wouldn't think of Legend doing a tribute like that with hip-hop songs. I'd probably do something like that.
I did not know that John Legend played for
it's a new one on me. That's a new one on me.
What would you guys want to do?
Oh, man.
Well,
or who would you want to team up with?
Well, Kelly and Brittany.
Well,
or
you know,
Duran Duran.
Oh, see?
There's so many. I don't know if I can narrow it down.
Duran Duran would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Backstreet Boys, I'd love that, too. I mean, it'd be a boy band. Because you know how I love boy bands, and I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
It's, man, it Eminem, of course.
Sure.
But also, I would love to do something with, like, Linkin Park or Blink 182.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Like Blink would be really fun.
Yeah, because I know Eminem would probably be too big.
I feel like anything I wanted is not possible.
Back that thing dead. Up with Juvenile or something?
No, I mean, that's a good point. No, I mean, I'm thinking not as contemporary as, you know, like a Kanye or Lil Wayne. No, like Beatles. Like I'd go way back, like Led Zeppelin, Beatles, like bands that I think are really iconic that I love, but like there's only like half of them in each band left.
Go ahead and ask you that.
I guess, well, I mean, from long ago, I guess I'd want to do some Lionel Richie.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I thought you were going to go country on
it. I would have if it were like current. I'd say Blake Shelton, hands down.
Would you do ballad or Dancing on the Ceiling?
I'd do some Lionel. Dancing on the Ceiling.
I'd want the
some
party.
Easy, some, you know, a little bit of both, though. You know, he's got a plethora to choose from. I don't use plethora. I actually got a cousin.
All right,
plethora.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we've mentioned a couple times that Meghan Trainor performed with Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I was a huge team Backstreet Boys forever.
That was insane.
And then Arsenio actually loves the Backstreet Boys too, but his
yes.
favorite Backstreet Boy is different than Kelly's
okay.
favorite Backstreet Boys.
Mine is
and
Howie.
He has the same favorite as me, so we had to ask him about it.
You are a really big fan of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Same.
And you know, on our show, Kelly Raspberry, who I know you know, Kelly Raspberry,
I know Kelly,
she
yep.
is a yep. huge fan of Howie D. Can you tell her why Nick is better than Howie D?
Good question. Oh, wow.
No pressure.
Because that could be one of the, that's a hard question. That's like
I was a Nick Carter girl,
to
too, though. I can help you. I can help you support Nick.
Hey, I'm a fan of the band. I'm a music fanatic, and I actually worked with Nick and his brother once on Star Search when we brought that back for
him. Oh, yes.
And but basically, I used to don't argue with Kelly. Whatever Kelly likes, I like.
Well, I'm just trying to put you in a corner. I know you can wiggle your way out of anything, out of any question, because you're so funny you can do that. But I think I may have pinned you in a corner there.
I have a question. Yes.
But it's always a good go-to thing to say, with any woman, you're right. I agree with you.
Well, especially right. Kelly Raspberry too.
Yeah, she's a very smart, strong lady.
Smart, yes. strong lady.
Strong. What do you mean by strong?
Strong-willed, Kelly.
Is that what he means?
Of course, that's what he
means. I can hurt him.
Both.
Maybe both.
You could bench press. Yes, bench press like 380.
You could probably bench press more than Arsenio.
I think strong should be a compliment, but that kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. I don't know why.
Kelly, you know.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I think you meant mentally.
If he said you were burly, then you...
Burly, I'd have a problem.
Yeah, then
yeah, she's a very smart, strong lady.
Yeah.
Lady. I am a lady.
We're going to keep that forever.
So Arsenio Hall, he travels all the time. He's always promoting something. He does stand up all over the country all the time. And so I heard that he does this really strange thing when he goes to hotels. And he has to think about how much he travels and then how much he has to do this.
I'm kind of a clean freak. And that's oxymoronic to staying in a hotel.
Right. I mean, it's so dirty.
Yeah, and even if it's not dirty, it's just stuff you don't want in your life, you know. And you've seen how they take that little purple light and put on the floor near the bedside or on the headboard, and you see stuff that you can't see with the regular eye. It's so I could do, you know, sit-ups in my room, and so I can hang out and make it my own. When I arrive, I get like 10 flat sheets. And I put them everywhere.
Oh my
so it really looks like a rich white person's house when they go on vacation. I put sheets over the chairs and over the couches, and then I feel more comfortable.
Yes.
How can you confirm those sheets are clean?
A Motel 6 once when I was a young comic, and a stain on the couch actually spoke to me. In moments like that, you change your whole lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you do about what's probably the dirtiest thing in the hotel room, the remote control? What do you do about that for the TV?
Oh.
As soon as you arrive, in my bag, there's always a brand new package of wet ones. I'm telling you, you think I'm just making this up.
I believe you.
Answers, brother. I'm such a ain't no neat freak. Howie Mandel thinks I'm weird. Okay. I arrive, I have these wet ones, and the wet ones, immediately you go after the phone, the light switches, and the remotes.
This is like a PSA from Arsenio Hall. We're learning so much from you this morning.
Hey, I'm that way about planes, too, because I saw a special where Dr. Oz gave a list of the nastiest stuff on the plane. And after I saw that list, I had to start taking bed sheets on the damn plane.
I can't remember look at
that. I remember Janet Jackson. It was a big story in the news how she sat down in first class and immediately took out Lysol wipes and started Lysoling everything. People were like, oh, she's so weird.
No, it's dirty.
She must have seen the same Dr. Oz.
Well, I guess when you travel that much and you start really recognizing how nasty stuff is.
And people.
And people.
In
yes.
general.
Right.
Yeah. And people are nasty.
I have a buddy who carries he has a Ziploc bag, and that's what he puts the remotes for hotels. So if you don't want to be like Arsenio Hall and wipe them down, you can just take a Ziploc bag, put
it's
it in
very
there.
Smart.
And
then that's you can still use it. That is the germiest thing.
Yeah, yeah. By Gosh. Far. And the phone.
Nobody uses the phone anymore.
Right.
I got to call her fresh towel.
You have to call the hotel and let them know that you
come
down.
If you lose your cell phone, you might have to call it. That's the only reason I pick it. I don't even know why I have a home phone.
Gosh, it takes so much effort to be OCD.
Yeah,
it does. And, you know,
shout out. I'm too lazy to be OCD.
For celebrities and athletes and stuff, if they get sick, that's a big deal. Yeah. So, especially when you're in a hotel room that's so gross.
Right. So,
I kinda get it.
Nick and Elaine are in here. They got the chat with Arsenio Hall last week. And Arsenio loves people.
He loves, like we said earlier, he loves Dish Nation, and he loves Big Al. So we couldn't let the interview go without bringing those two
up. Gotcha.
Cool.
I watch it every night. Sometimes I watch it twice a day.
Ooh.
And when you talk about the members of Backstreet Boys, ain't none of them as cool as Big Al Mack.
Well, he's on his 4th of July vacation right now. He was too busy to come in and talk to you, Arsenio. But he wanted you to know that his mother says hello, Dora Belle. And
I know his mama.
Yes, you guys have hung out together, and they wanted to say hello, and they just can't wait to see you.
Well, I appreciate that. And do you know where he went?
You know, I know he was thinking about going to Mexico, but I'm not sure what he ended up doing.
There's also a really good chance he went nowhere.
Yeah.
I hope they don't build a wall while he's down there.
Shut up.
Okay, I wasn't going
to
bring up...
We need Al to come back. We need him back.
I know, Arsenio, I wasn't going to bring up Donald Trump, but you brought up the wall, and I know you know Donald Trump really well. You won the Celebrity Apprentice a few years ago, and so, you know, all politics aside, Arsenio, what is Donald Trump like, you know, when cameras are off, when it's just you two one-on-one? What is he like?
Well, you know, Donald is a different Donald these days. I think Donald knows how to be whatever he needs to be for the moment to win, and Trump... no pun intended, Trump the moment. But you know what? Like, I remember, like, he talks about, we talked about the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets in trouble for saying mean things about immigrants, which is strange to me because when I used to hang out with Donald Trump, he only slept with immigrants.
Wow. That's legit.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, you leave that one right there.
Like Arsenio Hall with the outs.
Oh.
Yeah, so check out Greatest Hits with Arsenio. It's on ABC tonight,
good
9,
job,
8 Central.
Nick. Good job, Elena.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah. He's such a good dude.
Genuinely nice guy.
He's just so easy to talk to. He's really fun.
And we're going to actually play the full interview with Arsenio here in 2 hours on Kid TV.
You didn't talk to him for 40 minutes. Like
no, it was
Craig
just
Robinson
a normal like 7 to 10 minute interview.
Okay.
Normal.
Yeah.
Man, he always does
Love
tweet
it.
About Dish Nation,
yeah,
too, which is really cool. It's cool to have somebody like him getting our backs. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Elena.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to continue the Big Al Mack love.
Oh, boy.
I'll use that loosely. No, I'm just kidding. It's Throwback Thursday time, Big Al Mack.
Okay. What does that mean?
Throwback Thursday. This is an old clip. From a couple years ago, a few years ago, and it's when Kid decided to bring up Big Al's most impactful moments of all time.
Oh.
Impactful moments.
Impactful.
That's good, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
Good?
Well, then again,
mascara alert kind of impactful?
No, mascara. Well, maybe because you're laughing so hard.
A car crash has impact.
Exactly.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Impactful means it just has an impact.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, it could be good or bad, Al.
Impact me.
We'll impact you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, get your first world problems ready, Kid Nation. We're going to be doing that in about 35 minutes.
All right.
And also, we got to get to this. Elena's friend fell in love with somebody she probably should not be falling in love with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in an hour.
All right.
And I've wondered if this has happened before, too. So, you may want to listen to that. But it's time for Throwback Thursday, Big Al Mack.
Uh-huh.
I don't know
if I'm excited or if I'm afraid.
Kelly's going to be really excited.
I am?
Yeah, because it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. In today's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to flash back to 4 years ago, Big Al.
Uh-huh.
And the conversation started with the 10 most impactful moments in TV history, but then a kid decided to change it to Big Al Mack.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Here you go. Enjoy.
You know, what really matters in life is not the 10 most impactful TV moments.
Uh-oh.
No?
To me, it's the... 10 most impactful Big Al events of all time.
I call my new something. Something like
this. We only have time for 5 of them.
Oh, okay.
Man. Oh, come on.
Number 5, when Big Al went into that grocery store to take over the unbreakable plate demonstration.
You ever heard of an unbreakable ceramic?
No.
Well, basically, they're coated with a polydurimethadone
that goes through the
process with the ceramic.
Well, they're coated with crystal meth.
Plate right there. Just take that plate, take this hammer, a regular ordinary hammer, and just hit.
That's number 5. Right. The number 4 Big Al moment. Taking a tip from a bit that I did on the show with my daughter over the period of about 4 years. It was called, from birth to 4 years. It was called Bath Time with Caroline.
Jenna, you haven't heard this.
A tender moment shared between a father and his
Oh, you're not talking about when
daughter.
We thought he was going to propose no. to that no. girlfriend no, this is the very bathtub?
This is Big Al with his girlfriend, Bartendica.
Full on naked.
With a real-life bathtub outside the...
No, this was at his home.
Okay, so this is at his home.
This is full on bath time. That's what I thought it was.
How many baths have you filmed?
He's done 2. This is the first.
By the way, Big Al gave her a towel with the tag still on it. Who does that? Here it is.
It's a brand new towel.
I know, but it hasn't been washed.
It's a brand new towel.
I know, but you don't wear new clothes before they've been laundered.
You wash it in the bathtub.
No.
Wash it.
No. No.
It's washed. It's washed.
Get a different one.
It's washed.
Please.
Hush, Bartendica, get in the tub. Al's gonna wash you and give you a rub. Tell me how your entire day went.
This could be a commercial for the most horrific movie ever. Like the scariest movie ever. Like if Paranormal 3 didn't do it to you, this'll do it.
Silence of the Lambs.
And if you need to, you can vent.
It's very sweet. Being serenaded while I'm naked.
All right. The number 3 most
impactful. He proceeded to bathe her with an unwashed washcloth he'd bought from Target.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Who washes a towel before they use it?
Everybody.
Do you wash
Sometimes at Target, if I'm really sweaty or whatever, I'll grab one of those washcloths and stick it down my pants and just dry things off and then fold it back up.
Yeah. You're nasty.
I feel bad about it.
But you just assume
the person who buys it will go home and wash it, so it's not a big deal.
The number 3 most impactful Big Al moment of all time, and they're... been so many.
Thanks for the music.
Yeah. When Big Al went to the library to remove all of the books that in any way referred to the needless slaughter of turkeys.
Oh, turkey.
He was taking away all the turkey recipe books and he was dressed as Tin Can Turkey Man.
Because I had 10 cans chained to my feet. Because I wanted y'all to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know what I wanted to be honest with you.
What's your name? Officer Trujillo?
Oh.
Hi.
Police officer.
I'm fine. How are you, sir? I'm fine. I'm going
to
go home now.
No, sir. I need to see your ID.
I don't have ID. I'm a turkey.
Okay. And what are you doing this morning?
Having turkey fun. I'm going to leave now.
Sir, you can't leave. Yes.
Listen to him walk away. He has cans tied to him.
Just a minute.
Real cop car.
Oh. Real do you know how the other inmates are going to treat a guy that comes in a turkey costume?
I'm sorry. What is your name?
Tin Can.
No.
Tin Can.
Al.
Give it up. Give it up.
Okay. My name's Jay Craddock.
He even did his own song for it.
Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck.
This was the last time I told Al to come up with a bit.
Making that noise, yo. Tinkin' turkey man. Tinkin' turkey man. Tinkin' turkey man. Who's stinking up the room, yo? Tinkin' turkey man. Tinkin' turkey man. Tinkin' turkey man. Who's shaking their tail feather? Tinkin' turkey man.
I just drooled. See, the thing you have to know is...
Is there a back thing to this?
No, don't. I'm like drooling.
It's too bad.
He came up with this idea on his own.
Oh my God.
Well, see, I could have taken...
You did this to yourself?
Yeah, the thing was, I could have...
like a turkey, but he thought... Because it's radio, it has to make noise.
So
he got a bunch of cans of green beans, and he opened them all up and dumped them out.
And tied them to his legs.
And tied them to his ankles.
Sure, I could have used Coke cans,
But I wanted the authenticity of having cans of
because
beans.
Real tin can turkey man's. I don't
can't
know.
Help number it. Just the thought of him doing that makes me cry.
Sitting at my table.
Number two.
Cans of beans.
In the five most impactful Big Al moments of all time. Number two. This is actually our reaction when Big Al started to demonstrate how he kisses women by making out with his own hand.
Grossest.
His own hand.
Oh, I cannot.
Oh, that's
I cannot watch.
There you go. Oh, hey, a little bit of tongue. There you go. A little bit of tongue. Just a little bit of tongue.
Oh, do the bite. Let me see the bite.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting. You, sir, are foul.
I've just lost a little bit of my will to live. Listen to Kelly.
Kelly and I were in tears.
It was just the lewdest thing ever.
It was gross.
If you can imagine, just somebody with their own hand, like,
just kissing the top of my hand.
It's just the grossest thing of all time. So, what is the number one Big Al most impactful moment of all time?
What's the number one?
Well, we really struggled with this because we were going to go with when Big Al made the promise to attend an inner city school every day of the month of Black History Month. And he did the first day. Over the next 28 days, we had very angry teachers calling, asking why Big Al didn't show up 28 times.
You only did it twice?
Yeah.
After vowing on the air.
At least he did it, though.
We all waiting up here. Big Al coming to speak to the class.
I was like, I tried.
Yeah. But instead,
I tried.
We focused on a more positive moment.
Thank
for Big
you.
Al.
Thank
sure,
you,
of course,
sir.
Al. I got your
appreciate
back.
Appreciate that.
And it's when Al was asked to read to a classroom of 9-year-olds. And,
I love this one.
And they made the mistake that I often make. Let Big Al decide what to do.
Well, I mean,
so Big Al picked his own book.
A stack of books here, and I did pick one of them.
Yeah.
What was the name of the book?
I don't remember.
It was about firemen, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about firemen. Yeah. That's what it was.
Here it is. The number one moment, the most impactful Big Al event of all time.
I am hose handler number one. Being a hose handler is no easy job. When Steve...
How old are these kids?
Eight-ish. Nine.
So they're kind of getting the joke now.
Well, maybe. Nah. Do they understand the concept of the double entendre?
I hope not.
No.
Do you?
Those 8-year-olds are pretty savvy.
What happened that first sentence that you read when you opened the book? Were you like.
Because this shows the prep that Al did on this book. He read the sentence and laughed in the middle of the sentence.
Exactly. It's the first time he'd read it, too.
Never seen it.
I'm hose handler
number one. Being a hose handler is no easy job. When Steve climbs out, we hose down the treasure, and we also hose down Steve. We hose handlers have to be very careful. See, that's the hose handler. That's me.
I'm showing the picture.
Handling the hose.
Showing him the picture.
Yeah. Don't blow your hose all over the place.
How fitting that the guy's name was Steve, too, in the book.
My boyfriend Steve and I are hose handlers.
Redneck Steve.
Oh, man. Oh, that's great, Al.
Okay, there you have it.
Thank you.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
Good advice. Still holds true today.
Yes. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It almost sounded like this is how we do it, Al.
This is how we do it.
That they're testing you.
Yep.
Getting a lot of love from Kid Nation on the text about our Throwback Thursday. The most impactful moments of all time from Big Al. We're going to do 10, but Kid only had time for 5. You know.
A lot to choose from, trust me.
This one from Lori. My favorite Big Al moment is when he tells a story about having stomach problems at a date's house, and she was out of toilet paper.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, you just made my butt cheek squinch up a little bit.
I remember that.
Wasn't it just she had one bathroom, too, in the apartment, and you had to open the sliding door and ask for toilet paper?
Right there.
He was in there for a long time. She knew what was happening.
Yeah.
In fact, if I remember correctly, she could hear what was happening.
How was date number two?
Date number one was date number two.
Oh, man.
We laughed all night.
Oh,
yeah, So we'll try to keep those coming on Thursdays here and there. We'll do a little throwback for you. It's always good to hear a kid's voice.
Good to hear a kid's voice coming up on that 3-year anniversary.
Yeah. The golf tournament's this weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The crew will be out there. I unfortunately won't be there. I have a wedding to go to.
Well, that's a blessing, though. It's your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She's finally marrying.
Well, one of my sister-in-laws, there's twins. I have twin sister-in-laws.
Ew.
One of them's getting married. The other one, single.
Boom. All right.
Getting ready.
So yeah, the golf
looks
tournament.
Looks like a brunette Kinsey.
Yeah.
If anybody's Kinsey and wants a brunette version.
Yeah.
She's a little hottie.
She might be seeing a guy right now. I think she just started seeing somebody. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if she becomes available again, I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks for keeping us updated.
You're welcome, Al.
Yeah.
Speaking of keeping you updated.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Thank you.
Tidbit News.
I love Tidbit News. I think it's important to know a little about a lot.
Yeah.
Instead of a lot about a few things. Just know a little bit.
Here's the thing about newscasters. They're all professional and give you all the facts and stuff.
We don't do that.
No.
We got no time for that.
We just give you a little tidbit.
Give you a little tidbit. You can go into the job by the water cooler. Did you hear about it? Yeah, okay.
That's basically all you talk about. Yeah, you don't
do you
need
know
to go
more
into the
about
facts.
It? No, I just heard the headline.
Yeah. We just talk about facts. We don't need facts. Like this one right here.
All right.
A man and a woman from Joplin were arrested for riding naked on a stolen lawnmower.
Say what?
Yeah, today is nudist day.
I might click on that and read more.
That one would definitely get me to click
There's
on there.
There's got to be a logical explanation.
Riding he was manscaping.
Naked on a lawnmower.
And it was stolen.
Man. We laughed all night to the best joke ever.
I don't know how you get on a stolen lawnmower and ride naked with your girl, but they managed to do
if
so.
If you were trapped naked somewhere and the only way out was to steal any form of transportation.
I'm naked.
But we don't know how, but you are trapped
but
naked.
I'm trapped.
Something happened, you're trapped, and you have to steal something to get out of said situation.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Perhaps that would be the only option.
I'd go with a pogo stick.
Oh. Yeah, is there anything slower than a lawnmower, riding a lawnmower?
Well, I'll get you out of there, I guess.
Jeez. How about this one?
Yeah. Tidbit news.
Yes.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Well, we're still on it, announcer. A guy in Oregon was playing Pokemon Go on Monday.
Mm.
He got stabbed by a stranger.
Oh.
But he kept playing.
Oh, my.
And then he went to the hospital,
the
you guys.
The addiction is real.
The guys are looking for the guy who stabbed him.
Golly, dude. You probably have a better chance of catching him if you had stopped, got a description, instead of kept playing your game.
How do you keep playing?
You keep playing. If there's a Pikachu around, you go hunt him down. Or maybe he's trying to battle a gym.
I don't care if I'm
gym.
Talking to George Clooney on the phone on FaceTime. If I get stabbed by.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, poked by while playing Pokemon. Or this one right here, you guys.
Okay.
A guy in Georgia blew through a stop sign. Then he drove down the wrong side of the street on Monday. And when cops pulled him over, they found he was hauling about 4,000 pounds of weed.
Yeah.
So you may not want to go the wrong way when you're hauling 4,000 pounds of weed.
Obey all traffic laws.
Things can go wrong in a split second.
Heard you. I
and
heard
that.
That
was another edition of Tidbit News.
Thank you.
I like Tidbit News.
I like Tidbit
it's
News,
It's real
too.
Quick, to the point. Just give you a little bit. Just a little tidbit.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining Tidbit News for the world. Oh!
No,
we don't have any more tidbits.
Okay.
I mean, we do, but we don't have time. It's time for,
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation. You have them. We have them. You've been bad about talking about them because,
true.
Little things. But you still want to get it off your chest. It's time for First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like an example from Brooke. Man, my favorite bit on the show is love letters to Kelly.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, I'm married, and I have a great marriage. We just bought a house. We're making great money. Our kids are awesome. So I really have no reason to participate in writing to Kelly. Aww. My life's just too good. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow. That's the true definition.
Yeah,
right there.
She wants to have...
She wants to write Kelly, but she can't. Like,
nothing's going wrong.
Nothing's going wrong.
I got news for you. Keep living.
Something will go wrong.
Something will.
All right.
Get scared when stuff like that happens. Like, it was like, oh, man, everything's
all
going
too
wrong.
Good.
Something's about to go down.
Yeah.
All right, Kid Nation, we want to hear from you. Text us, call us, whatever you need to do. Again, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to launch into First World Problems, but first.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh.
Update. Uh-huh. Our correspondents on the streets gave us a little more info. Apparently, the couple that was riding on the stolen lawnmower naked.
Yes, I said there had to be a logical explanation.
Sure, Kelly, of course. They were on meth.
There you go.
Yes, yeah.
That is a logical explanation.
And in a hilarious twist, they were driving down Pleasant View Lane.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not a joke. That's really what...
No, I believe it.
That's what they were driving down.
That was a very pleasant view.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah. Two meth heads naked on a lawnmower.
7 teeth between the teeth between the two of them, it's time for First World Problems. If you don't know our phone number, we'll give it to you again. It's 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna Owens has a first world problem
for you. I didn't. This a little weird for me because I didn't realize it was a first world problem until yesterday.
Okay.
So my Hawaiian best girlfriend and I, Hawaiian's important, Mackenzie, we just went on vacation.
Sure.
And we have been spending a lot of time in the sun trying to get tan. And I usually use sunscreen, but now I'm at a place that I'm like, I want oil. So we, the whole time, used coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got this coconut oil, right?
Plus you glisten.
You guys, I can't get any tanner. I didn't know what was going on. What is up? I find out yesterday coconut oil has a natural SPF of 8. What? I don't want SPF in it. I wanted just that Hawaiian tropic. You know what I'm talking about. Like, just that tanning oil. I was using SPF 8 the whole time. I didn't get burnt. I didn't get sun.
I'm pretty sure SPF 8 is like literally nothing.
No, trust me. I know they say 30. I do on my face. You know, I put sunscreen on my face. But I get to a point that I get tan enough that I want to get tan.
You're good.
You can judge me for it. It's fine.
First whip.
8 SPF. We were using 8 SPF.
Yeah.
We wanted the zero stuff. God.
Isn't that baby oil?
You know.
Is baby oil?
Yes. Yeah.
Got an SPF in it?
No.
If coconut oil does?
Can't you just put butter on yourself?
My mom said growing up, she used to use Crisco.
And iodine.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, speaking of vacations, we got a text here. After going on an all-inclusive vacation in Mexico with free Wi-Fi,
yes,
my BuzzFeed app still thinks I'm in Mexico, so all the dang articles are in Spanish. Hashtag first world problems.
That's pretty funny.
And I don't speak Spanish. That would be a bigger problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Man, I hate when the limo driver wants to have conversations with you. Hashtag first world problems.
Sometimes you just want to be alone. And now when you put up the little divider, you hit the button.
Yeah, put up the partition.
Yeah.
The partition, yeah.
Rude.
That was me. Yeah. I was the talking limo driver.
Did they always put it up on you?
Yeah, sometimes.
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 Yeah. When you have lower back problems, because there's just too much dang money in your wallet.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag first world problems.
Okay.
It can throw your... If you're a dude and you wear your wallet in your butt, it could throw you off a little bit.
There's no way.
Yeah, that much money.
Money's not heavy.
Well, no, it's not heavy, but it, like when you sit down, it throws off your balance, and then your back gets all jacked up. It's a true thing. It's happening out there.
It's a real first world problem. Yeah. Just got too much money in my wallet.
Too much
money.
Well,
trade those ones in for something else.
One more text before we go to the phones.
Okay.
My house is so big.
How big is it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My baby monitor won't reach across the whole thing. So when I'm in the theater room, I just have to hope that the baby's
in. That's funny.
Hashtag first world problems.
Wow.
We have another house problem
here. We survive without baby monitors.
I know that's
at one
right.
point.
We're fine.
Don't hear him. He's fine.
Yeah, they just cry a little bit. Just kidding. Check on your baby. Another house problem.
Crying never hurt.
No. Let him cry. He'll be all right.
We have another house problem from James. Hi, James.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. Going great, man. What's going on?
I have too many bathrooms. The struggle's real.
How many bathrooms do you have, James?
I have 4, and I live alone.
Isn't it such a waste? Like, everyone wants a big house, but you don't even... Do you go in those other bathrooms just to give them some love?
No, so that's the problem. So 2 of them I've never used, and apparently if you don't keep water flushed through the pipes, the sewer gas backs up into the house. So
that's
now
right.
I have to walk around to remember once a month to flush all the toilets and run all the sinks so the sewer gas doesn't back up into the house.
That's exactly
that's
right.
really inconvenient.
And I'm surprised you're only doing it once a month.
I know, right?
So and plus, like, you have to flush them to keep that pink ring out, or everybody will think you're nasty.
Right? So
Hashtag pink ring.
Maybe I just need to hire somebody to come over to the house and keep all the plumbing running.
I can do
Flusher.
That. I can do that.
Flusher.
How many square feet do you have, James?
It's about 2,500.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And you're a single dude.
Yep.
You just wanted a big house. You gonna fill it one day?
Well, I wanted a neighborhood with a nice POA, so the neighborhood would look decent. And unfortunately, you have to build a big house. So
you should have moved to the gayborhood.
That's true.
Get a little bungalow in the gayborhood.
You made a big assumption there, Kelly.
I'm just saying, no, because they always have the best neighborhoods.
I lived in the gayborhood.
That is the best neighborhoods. You get a cute, and they love little cute houses.
Yeah, they do.
And you could have one with maybe just one bathroom. It's so cute. Yeah.
Cleanest neighborhood I've ever lived in.
Unfortunately, I don't live in a city big enough that has like Dallas. So
dang it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, James, good luck flushing your toilets,
buddy. Good luck,
buddy.
Man. The struggle is real.
James has never used two of those toilets.
I only have one bathroom.
Virgin toilets.
I only have one bathroom in my house, and I don't like that. I agree. Four is too many for one person, but one's not enough, you know, because then you have to keep it clean all the time because friends come over.
I know.
So I have to keep my makeup and keep it clean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have like a half bathroom. I just go in there just to give it love.
That. Yeah, yeah.
That's a powder room.
Powder room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't powder in
just
there.
Just to powder your nose.
I don't do drugs. Oh. Hey, Jillian.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
So, I stopped at a gas station and filled up my Yeti cup with a slushie. And now the Yeti is keeping it too cold, and my slushie's frozen. Whoa. So I can't even drink it.
Your slushie froze. Those cups
funny.
Are crazy.
Wow, it's too cold.
Yeti will get you.
I can't find mine.
Keeping it too cold.
I hate when my slushies get frozen.
Oh, I use mine every single
me too.
Night.
I can't find it. Somebody gave us one on the trip, and I don't know if it got lost in the shuffle getting it home or what.
I love putting ice water in it at nighttime, and it's still ice in the
still
morning.
Still icy. Oh, Jillian, you just reminded me. Look up cat videos. Look up the cat video of the cats getting brain freeze.
Oh, I did that. I've seen those. Those are hilarious.
Cats getting brain freeze.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing.
My friend has a cat, and we tried to do it to him, and he wouldn't even... look at
it. Oh, are you trying to hurt your cat to get a funny
hurting,
video?
We get brain
freeze. Hurts.
Well, it hurts. Yeah. What's meaner, the brain freeze cat videos or the cats being afraid of cucumbers? Everybody thinks
cucumbers
makes no sense.
So funny.
It makes no sense, but it's not causing them pain.
Little heart.
I don't know why they're terrified. Those are funny.
They're great. Cats are funny on video.
I don't have a cat. I can't try.
Hey, Sonia.
Hashtag first world problem. I don't have a cat.
Hey, what's your first world problem?
Go ahead, Sonia.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I ran out of storage on my old iPhone 5C, and I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll go get an upgrade at the AT&T store. Well, I go in to get the new iPhone 6S with the 64 megabyte storage, but then I realized I had to upgrade all my apps like Snapchat. And I was this close to not upgrading because I hate the new Snapchat stories. Like that rollover into the other person's stories that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Man.
They need to fix that.
I don't know what that means.
First world technology problem.
It does. I don't know.
First world problem.
You know why they started doing it, I've realized even more now, is because they throw ads in between.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, remember we talked about that.
Uh-huh. I'll take an ad in between the stories. That way, at least I know that the story's over.
Yeah, because I go from like JC to John Mayer, and I'm like, whoa, JC's playing with the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm not.
I look at the next person's. I'm like, okay, I gotta remember to swipe down so I don't see theirs, and then go to the next one.
Oh, and then your friends notice that, like, if you get to one story, they'll know that you didn't watch all their stories because they look at their views.
Oh, really?
And they'll be like, hey, you watched this one, but you didn't finish watching the rest. I noticed your view wasn't
people
on the other one.
Pay ones. Attention to that intensely.
Yeah, I got called
friendships
out. Thank you, Sonia.
Lost over that.
Yes, I get very upset if certain friends don't like photos.
Yeah.
I can tell. I know you're not liking my photos.
We all have that petty friend that would be like, hey, notice you haven't been looking at my Snapchat.
Somebody actually said that to me one time. Is
what?
You never like any of my photos. And I was like, it was a guy.
It was a dude?
It was a guy. And I was like, are you serious right now?
I think it might be.
And at that point, I was liking nobody's photos because I didn't realize it was such a big deal. And then I just kind of went on this tear of liking everything because I was like, well, then that's not right.
No.
I don't think I've liked over 3 photos.
I just, it wasn't my thing. Like, I'd look at them, but I wouldn't like them.
I look, but I don't really
I called
like
JC
anything.
Out on it. I don't always notice, Jenna, obviously, but I called him out because I'm like, I don't like every single one of your photos.
I like it mentally.
But you didn't like
anything.
Typical dude just ghosting around online, yeah, looking at stuff, never never liking.
Looking at stuff.
Never showing support.
You gotta like anything.
Double tapping slows down my scrolling.
There you go. Do you find yourself trying to double tap on Facebook sometimes? Because I'm like, oh, I'm such an idiot.
You like and unlike real quick, so then it shows up on their notifications. And I'm like,
no, but on Facebook, you can't double tap it. You have to click the like button.
Yeah, but if you click it again, it goes away.
I know, but I'm trying to double tap
on the
it,
picture.
Like Instagram.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly
like that.
Why I don't give my mom my phone on Instagram to show her a picture of like a cute boy.
Because she'll
try it, zoom in. She still hasn't learned, and then she likes it.
Why can't you zoom in on Instagram?
Screenshot it and zoom in.
First world problem.
There you go. She just solved it.
That is. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can't make this bigger. Oh, well, move on.
It's easy. Screenshot it, zoom in. That's all you got
to
do.
Too much work to screenshot it.
Man, I'm tired.
I ain't got time.
I'm tired.
We're so tired.
We're tired and lazy.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great. You're playing. I hear you're playing Pokemon Go.
Yes, I have been playing it like crazy.
And what's wrong?
So I'm in the military, and I was coming onto base this morning, and they basically told us that Pokemon Go is now illegal on base. We're not allowed to use it while we're driving, while we're walking. We can't use it at all.
It's going to start. It's going to start because it's not even a week old.
Yeah.
And people are falling into lakes and walking out in traffic.
Yeah,
this is going to start happening.
Thanks, Obama.
You're serving your country, man.
They're saying it's illegal because it uses a camera. Obviously, they don't realize that Snapchat is a thing. But apparently, yeah, we're not allowed to use it because it uses the camera on your phone.
That's true.
It also
safety.
Is a safety issue,
struggle. I can't catch my Pikachu now.
You haven't caught one either? So hard to
find. I
have
not caught one yet.
All right, well, good luck finding them, John, and thank you for your service.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, weird situation alert. I didn't think this happened ever, but I guess it can. It happened to one of Elena's friends. Elena made her way in here from the phone screening room.
Yes, hello. Hello. I'm back.
Hello. Two times in one day.
I know. Do you love it?
Yes. So you were doing a Facebook Live yesterday.
Yeah. Nick and Justin and Caroline and I were doing Facebook Live after the show yesterday, and I got a call in the middle of it from one of my good friends, Shelby. If you follow me on Snapchat or Instagram, you're probably very familiar with my friend Shelby.
Okay.
So she's a blast and she's hilarious, but she normally doesn't call me when I'm at work. So I was like, this is serious. So right when we ended the Facebook Live, I checked my phone and she had texted me and she said, oh my gosh, help.
Oh no.
And I was like, what's going on? So I immediately pull up the voicemail she left me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2016. If you're leaving me a voicemail, something is going down.
Yeah. It sounds dramatic. And
yeah. So I play it and start cracking up laughing.
And then Nick was like,
what's going on? So I played it for everyone. And this is it.
Yeah, this is the voicemail that Elena got from her friend.
Okay.
And, you know, since we work on the radio.
We're going to play it.
We're going to sell her down the river. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and play it. Because, you know, we're friends. Here you go.
Help! Why are you answering your phone? I'm in love with my gynecologist. Is that possible?
Apparently, yes.
Cry laugh.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I started to call her back because I was like, well, I need the details on this.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Let me record this call.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well, we want to know.
Because I'm a good friend, and that's what good
she
friends
knows.
Do.
Oh, my gosh. So she... Okay, well, I can't wait to hear this, but obviously she goes to a hot guy gynecologist.
I knew she had an appointment coming up. She couldn't get into her other doctor. She had to go to a new doctor.
Okay.
So this is all I know.
Okay.
Coming well, hopefully into it. It was for just a routine and not for an issue.
Yeah, just see her.
There's nothing worse than seeing the hot gynecologist and you have
like,
an issue.
Oh, and then also. Is
this pump normal?
This smells fine, right?
Okay.
Oh,
whoa,
Elena.
No.
Elena, too far.
That was. Yeah.
Right,
but
so
yeah, it was issues. Just her normal doctor's appointment, but she could her other one, she, for whatever reason, she couldn't get into it. So this is it.
Okay, this is the conversation you had after you got that voicemail.
Tell me everything.
What are you doing?
I'm just at work and I needed to use the work phone so it didn't, like, it wasn't obvious that I was, like, on a personal call.
Okay, well, I, like, went in or whatever, and, like, first of all, my nurse was, like, a cool chick. Like, she's younger.
This
and,
is
like,
your normal gynecologist's office. But it's...
No, it's a new one.
Okay, so like it's not totally just a different doctor there. It's like a completely new place. A new gynecologist place. Okay, cool.
then me thinking that they're like all guys or something, I'm like, now I'm going to be like old men, something like that.
Did you know, because so you knew going in that he was a guy, right? Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't have a problem with a guy. I mean, like, you know.
I mean, I know.
I don't have a problem with. Yeah, so I don't have a problem with the guy. I mean, it's like their job. It's normally, the, you know, whatever. I didn't even think that he was going to be like, I thought he was going to be like some old guy or something like that. And so he comes in, like the nurse leaves, and he comes in, and I look up, and he was like so gorgeous. I almost died. They didn't have any pants on, and I was just like, But he like started like, I don't know if he was flirting with, yeah, he was. I mean, he wouldn't. So we were like flirting hardcore, and the nurse was like, no way. Yeah, and the nurse after was like, I didn't know if I should leave you alone. Like,
have you friend requested him on Facebook yet?
No, shut up. He's like older than me, obviously, but like he tries to explain to me how it's going, but he's using all these big words. But I literally like he keeps looking at my eyeballs like to see if I could understand, but I literally could not stop smiling. I was laughing the entire time he was doing it, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't normally laugh at vagina diagrams, like I just can't. I literally like the entire time I was staring at him like, I love you so much.
Well, that's all great news. I'm excited to hear it. I have to go pretend like I'm going to do more work again, but I appreciate this update more than you know.
No. Talk more about how in love I am with my gynecologist.
I'll call you when I leave work.
All right. Have fun.
Okay. I love you so much.
I'm in love with my gynecologist.
We need that sound bite forever.
I'm in love with my gyno.
Wow. Is that possible? It does happen. I remember when I first moved here and had to find one, everybody kept saying, you've got to go to this doctor. He's so hot. I'm like, I don't want to go to my gynecologist.
No.
But everybody was like,
no.
You've got, because women really, if you got to go.
Right. But I'm a guy. I've never been, I don't know.
My gynecologist isn't hot if you're listening, Dr. Griffith. So hot.
You're decent.
Oh, man.
But
thank God that nurse is there in the room with us.
You don't want to be attracted to him because, like, it makes it weird. Cause
yeah, that's
during
weird.
When they examine you, right? Like, it's just.
Well, apparently, or it makes you. Apparently, it's
giggly.
Okay.
It makes you smile, yeah.
She and I hung out last night, and it's all she talked about. I was like, okay.
Hot gyno?
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I need to book an appointment. I don't know.
You need to check it out. But the thing is, it's not like in that situation, like it's a dentist or something else a little more routine. You know, we only really go once a year unless there's an issue.
Yeah.
So how does she make another, you know, you don't make another appointment to go back again.
Exactly. That's right. And I was like, well, are you going to go back or are you going to go back to your other doctor? And she was like, no, it's over between me and my other doctor. I'm never leaving him. She said that she told her mom after the appointment that she was like, gynecologists, like all of them deliver babies, right? And her mom was like, I mean, yeah, like most do. And she was like, okay, good, because I want my gynecologist to deliver our babies. And she was like, what? What are you talking about? And she was like, no, like our babies, like mine and his together. I was like, wow. Shelby, you've gone too far.
Man.
But we need to find this guy.
But if she like hooked up or got together with him, I wonder, would she have a problem with what he does for a living then?
I just feel like there are so many HIPAA violations happening right now that...
Yeah, if they started dating, she'd have to change doctors.
But yeah, no, that's a weird thing. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's weird if my boyfriend or husband was like a masseuse or like a physical therapist. Anything that's like very touchy and like dealing with the body, like I think I would be weirded out
I would love for them to get together. And be present when somebody asks them, like, so, how'd you guys meet?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.